I'm Chris. I'm with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW. And since it first began publication in 1923, Time magazine has only had something like a half dozen jazz artists on its covers. One of them was Dave Brubeck. The famed pianist became a leading figure in West Coast cool jazz in the 50s, with classically tinged, melodically insistent, and rhythmically adventurous records, most especially his hit 1959 Time Out album with a classic Take Five. Brubeck has continued composing, recording, and performing in the half century since, and has gathered more awards and accolades than we have time to enumerate. He was scheduled to appear at the Folly Theater in Kansas City Thursday, but recently canceled all October dates after doctors recommended a pacemaker. Fans, current or new to his music, will have to content themselves instead with the mid-November release of Legacy of a Legend, a two-disc best-of set selected by Brubeck himself that appears a few short weeks before the jazz giant's 90th birthday. Jazz shows this week do include a great guitar double bill with Kansas favorite Jerry Hahn and Grant Geisman, and one of Kansas City's most accomplished present-day players, saxophonist Bobby Watson, marks the release of his new Gates Barbecue Suite. The former jazz messenger, now director of jazz studies at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, teams up with the UMKC Concert Jazz Orchestra for a seven-part Ellington-esque suite revolving around a famed KC barbecue spot. Folk and singer-songwriter shows this week include Krista DeTour, touring with a new CD which also revolves around a suite of songs, recent Americana Award winner Hayes Carl, inspired quirky and bluesy Todd Snyder, and singer, storyteller, and one of the country's best auto harp players, Brian Bowers. Classical dates this week include a Mahler program by the Wichita Symphony Orchestra and acclaimed Italian organist Massimo Nocetti, a professor of organ, former director of music at the Turin Cathedral, and an internationally performing artist with over two dozen recordings to his credit, is the next artist in the Bloomfield Organ Series at WSU. More on these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at KMUW.org.